Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 33. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Come, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Mitzrayim, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, To your seed I give it. And I shall send my messenger before you, and I shall drive out the Canaanite, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I do not go up in your midst, because you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you on the way.
And when the people heard this evil word, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Say to the children of Israel, You are a stiff-necked people. Should I go up in your midst for one moment, I shall consume you. And now, take off your ornaments, and I shall know what to do to you.
So the children of Yisrael took off their ornaments at Mount Horeb. And Moshe took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tent of Appointment. And it came to be that everyone who sought Yahuwah went out to the Tent of Appointment, which was outside the camp. And it came to be, whenever Moshe went out to the tent, that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door, and watched Moshe until he entered the tent. And it came to be, when Moshe entered the tent, that the column of cloud descended, and stood at the door of the tent, and he spoke with Moshe. And all the people saw the column of cloud standing at the tent door, and all the people rose and bowed themselves, each one at the door of his tent. Thus Yahuwah spoke to Moshe face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Yahushua, son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. And Moshe said to Yahuwah,
See, you are saying to me, Bring up this people, but you have not made known to me whom you would send with me. Though you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my eyes. And now, please, if I have found favor in your eyes, please show me your way, and let me know you, so that I find favor in your eyes. And consider that this nation is your people.
And he said,
My presence goes, and I shall give you rest.
And he said to him,
If your presence is not going, do not lead us up from here. For how then shall it be known that I have found favor in your eyes, I and your people, except you go with us? Then we shall be distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth.
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Even this word you have spoken I shall do, for you have found favor in my eyes, and I know you by name.
Then he said,
Please show me your esteem.
And he said,
I shall cause all my goodness to pass before you, and I shall proclaim the name of Yahuwah before you. And I shall favor him whom I favor, and shall have compassion on him whom I have compassion.
But he said,
You are unable to see my face, for no man sees me and lives.
And Yahuwah said,
See, there is a place with me. And you shall stand on the rock, and it shall be, while my esteem passes by, that I shall put you in the cleft of the rock, and cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I shall take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.